Today's episode of the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast has been brought to you by Board Books, allowing your children to enjoy literature despite their own destructive tendencies. Hello and welcome to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. Today is Thursday, the 17th of July, 2014. My name is Eric and I'm a stay-at-home dad, or put another way, Mr. Mom. Hello everyone, how are you today? I hope you are all doing well and are all right. I'm okay. I'm just waking up. I don't know if you can tell, I've got my early morning voice on. But I just wanted to get this thought out of my head before it fades through the day. So as you may know, last week my family was all out and about, and now we're all back together again, and I was thinking about what that feeling of home is. Because I was feeling home. I was feeling with my family again, you know, they were all back together. That comfort you get just from their presence, you know. Even if you can't see them, say, they're in the next room, you know that they are there, and it's comforting. I was thinking about how cool that is, that we get that feeling, you know? You see, I'm a skeptical guy. Explanations of things like that involving some kind of spirituality, while they work for some people and that's fine, they don't work for me. So, this home feeling, and why is it just not just nice, but to me it's amazing and cool? Because I'm amazed that after billions of years of dust and whatnot flying around in space, enough collected together, pulled by their own gravity to make this planet, and eventually somehow tiny little life emerged, and from that life came new life because its environment changed, and among the mutations and changes, the most efficient way to survive survived, and that happened again and again and again until eventually here I sit, knobby elbows, two eyeballs, and big hands. Here I am. I'm in awe of the epic scale of the universe, and that I'm a tiny part of it, and that for whatever reason, my species' most efficient form for survival includes a feeling of comfort when I'm near my family, and a feeling of love for my wife and my kids. It's a feeling many might call spirituality, and that's fine, but for a skeptic like me, it's a feeling I call gobsmacked at how cool the universe is. And I get it just by looking at my kids. Like, I don't know if any of this makes sense, but I look at my kids sometimes and I think of the epic scale of the unfathomable things around me, and the fact that somehow I'm lucky enough to be in a form where I'm aware of that outer amazingness, and that I get to experience this all. I don't know how to explain it, but the universe is cool. And the world is cool, and it's really cool to me that I get to be home with my kids, and as much as it is comforting when I'm with them, it's also just amazing. It's just so cool that this is just going to sleep thoughts. And I don't know if this makes any sense. Hopefully it makes some kind of sense, but I just wanted to share that thought with you. And I suppose that's it. I hope you all have a lovely day, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. If you like the show, do me a favor and leave a review on iTunes. It would be really nice, and it helps new listeners find the show. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can always find me on Twitter. The username is MrMomDaily. You can also email me at MrMomDaily@gmail.com. And there's also the website MrMomDaily.com. Thanks for listening.